Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is The Shred for the first week of March 2024. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on the platform. So if you need to hire, well, you need to talk to JobCase today. Learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. That's jobcase.com/hire. Out of the news in no particular order. San Francisco's Deel continues its shopping spree by acquiring South African-based payroll and HR software company PaySpace, marking its largest acquisition to date, although financial terms were not disclosed. PaySpace serves over 14,000 customers across 44 countries, including multinationals like Heineken and Coca-Cola. Deel said the acquisition aligns with the goal to strengthen its footprint in Africa and complements its recent acquisition of Munich-based Zavvi. Deel also announced surpassing $500 million in annual recurring revenue, with plans for an IPO likely in 2025 or 26. What's more, the acquisition of PaySpace expands Deel's HR stack and global presence, now spanning six continents with native payroll engines. This acquisition highlights a trend of Africa-founded companies being acquired by global counterparts, showcasing the continent's growing tech ecosystem. Founded in 2002, PaySpace employs 244 people, while Deel now employs a little over 9,000 folks.
Another one.
Vitru Health, a London-based startup, has secured $4 million in funding, bringing its total raised to $7 million. Vitru Health specializes in leveraging computer vision and biomechanical analysis to reduce musculoskeletal pain in the workplace. That's a first for the Shred. Its platform promises accurate, holistic, and personalized solutions for workplace health assessments, benefiting employers in meeting regulatory obligations at scale. The company plans to utilize the funds to expand its team and advance its presence in the U.S. and new European markets. Founded back in 2017, they employ 21 people. Indonesian fintech Wagely has secured $23 million in equity and debt financing, bringing its total raise to $36.9 million. The platform allows workers to immediately access earned wages, promoting financial wellness and stability. With funding, the company plans to deepen its service in Indonesia and Bangladesh, explore expansion into related financial services, and leverage generative AI technologies to enhance financial decision-making. By championing financial wellness and empowerment, the startup is hoping to reshape the landscape of financial services in Southeast Asia and beyond. Founded in 2020, the company employs 112 people. PeopleForce, an all-in-one HR platform that promises to streamline HR processes at every stage of the employment lifecycle, has secured a $2 million investment. The company says the funding round supports their product development and scaling within Poland and Latin American markets. Founded in 2018, they employ 78 people.
Another one.
New York-based Healthy has successfully closed a $32 million Series A round, bringing its total to $55.5 million. The company offers a platform that promises personalized, instant, and straightforward answers to coverage, treatment, and benefit inquiries, as well as end-to-end open enrollment support and tailored preventive care suggestions. The funds will be utilized to scale operations, accelerate product development, and support expansion initiatives. Founded back in 2021, the company employs 79 people.
Another one.
San Francisco-based Lattice has unveiled Lattice AI, an artificial intelligence integration into its HR software suite aimed at making the employee experience more human. Powered by OpenAI, the tool analyzes employee survey comments to ensure their voices are heard and provides actionable insights for HR teams and managers. The introduction of AI-powered performance reviews and other features is also planned. In case you missed it, Lattice is a people platform used by 5,000 HR teams worldwide, offering performance management, engagement growth, compensation, HRIS, and analytics solutions. Founded in 2015, Lattice employs 636 people.
Another one.
Remote Pass, based in Abu Dhabi, has secured $5.5 million in Series A funding, bringing its total to $10.5 million. Remote Pass says it offers a comprehensive HR and fintech platform catering to startups and large enterprises like Spotify and Logitech. The platform facilitates onboarding, management, and payment of talent in countries where companies lack a local legal presence. Additionally, the platform promises end-to-end contractor management, employer of record services, and relocation support, enabling clients to hire employees and contractors globally across more than 150 countries. Founded in 2020, the company employs 62 people.
Another one.
Dallas-based Tango, a cloud-based real estate management software provider, has acquired Zurich-based Locati, a workplace analytics solution, in a private transaction. The acquisition aims to offer organizations comprehensive occupancy insights, aiding in strategic decisions, space utilization, and employee satisfaction. Tango will leverage Locati's occupancy data platform to enhance its AI and ML capabilities. The combined business, based in Dallas, New York, and Zurich, will serve over 500 customers in more than 140 countries, offering integrated workplace management solutions. Financial terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Founded in 2013, Locati employs 22 people, while Tango employs 233. Another San Francisco startup, Remo First, has secured a $25 million Series A funding, bringing its total to $39.4 million. Founded by immigrants from Kazakhstan and Ukraine, Remo First promises an affordable and easy-to-use solution for managing full-time employees and contractors in over 180 countries. The company says the cash will fuel the development of new products and services, as well as recruit key executives, focusing on the company's plans to expand its presence in international markets, particularly in the UK. Founded in 2021, the company employs 80 people.
Another one.
In keeping things in San Francisco, our friends at AIM Group, who do a yearly analysis of Craigslist's revenue, said in its latest report, quote, "Craigslist is still the number one general classified site in the United States, but the dinosaur may be slowly headed to extinction," end quote. The site, which hasn't evolved much since the 90s, peaked in 2018 with over $1 billion in revenue, but today that is a little more than a third at $379 million annually, with 173 million visitors, down from a peak of 437 million in 2019 monthly. In 2023, Craigslist generated the majority of its revenue from jobs, some 40% or $57.5 million. AIM estimates costs are only about 15% of revenue. Founded in 1995, Craigslist employs a little over 500 people.
Another one.
Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to JobCase for supporting The Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people fast. Hit up jobcase.com/hire today to learn more. That's jobcase.com HR.com/hire. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.